The next speaker on my list is the distinguished representative of the Secure World Foundation, Mr. Simpson. Sir, you have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, the Secure World Foundation expresses its congratulations to you and to the leadership of the and staff of the Office for Outer Space Affairs. The high level of visibility that you have maintained in this past year has helped to focus on the crucial importance that transparency and building confidence play in current and future activities in space. As the Secure World Foundation undertakes its labors as a voice of civil society here in Copiose and as a facilitator of discussions on space governance around the world, the level of attention your office brings to space helps focus on existing concerns over the space domain and strengthens the salience and necessity of our work. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, our statements to this year's sessions of the Scientific and Technical Subcommittee and the Legal Subcommittee have detailed numerous Secure World Foundation activities that have supported the critically important mission and work of Copiose, along with other elements of the United Nations system, and indeed with the broad community of space participants in advancing space sustainability and the peaceful uses of outer space. In the time since those statements were delivered, we have continued our work as a member of the Hague Space Resources Working Group, co-hosted the Space Security Conference in Geneva with the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, UNIDIR, and the Simons Foundation of Canada. And we have participated in the meeting of the future of civil space organized by the National Academies in the United States. As a participating organization in the Group on Earth Observation, GEO, we participated in the 2017 Work Program Symposium and the International Symposium on Remote Sensing of the Environment, both held in Tshwane, South Africa. Additionally, members of the Secure World Foundation team have actively participated in the Space Security Index Working Group and the Space Resources Roundtable in Montreal, the European Space Debris Conference in Darmstadt, where we organized a side event to explore best practices for active debris removal, for which there is now a full report published on our website, the Space 2.0 Conference in California, and the Space for Global Maritime Awareness Workshop in Lisbon, Portugal. We are also pleased to report that close cooperation continues with NGOs that are a permanent observer to this committee. For example, we have actively collaborated with the Space Generation Advisory Council in support of the 2017 Fusion Forum and in the planning of the Space Generation Congress. And we have worked closely with the International Space University to contribute lecturers and curriculum content for their space studies program taking place this summer in cooperation with the Institute of Technology in Cork, Ireland. Secure World Foundation has also contributed to national discussions on oversight and control of non-governmental and commercial space activities, including submitting two letters to the United States Congress on recent hearings on regulation of the U.S. commercial space sector. Looking forward, we anticipate that many of our activities will contribute to our ongoing partnership with the Office for Outer Space Affairs in support of the high-level forum and its work in preparation for Unispace Plus 50, now only a year away. As we have undertaken this work, we have drawn inspiration from the thematic priorities this committee adopted last year at its 59th session. Pursuing the first of those priorities, we have sought to advance global partnership in space exploration and innovation through closer engagement with commercial space sector activities, while also working with governments on policy changes presented by the rapid acceleration of technological advances and applications. In this context, we have sought to provide leadership in the discussion of on-orbit servicing and the complex issues that surround it. Concerning the legal regime of outer space and global space governance, our work with the Hague Space Resources Governance Working Group has already been cited. The positive response to our handbook for new actors in space also gives us reason to believe that this volume represents a significant contribution to this thematic priority, as do the several activities we have organized this year in recognition of the 50th anniversary of the Outer Space Treaty. We are recognized as an important advocate for the thematic priority of enhanced information exchange on space objects and events, and have actively collaborated with the Advanced Maui Optical and Space Surveillance and Technology Conference and the International Scientific and Optical Network over the years in pursuing that goal. Additionally, staff publications focused on this issue have stimulated important discussion and thinking. Fulfilling our commitment to this committee to speak about its work to civil society and not merely to share with Copios perspectives from civil society, we have cooperated with subject area experts to advance understanding about the need this committee has articulated with the thematic pillar for an international framework for space weather services. In May, we cooperated with the U.S. State Department and the Italian Embassy to the United States to present a program in Washington, D.C., on space weather as a global challenge. That same month, we were an active participant in the Space Weather Workshop held in our headquarters city of Broomfield, Colorado, and close to the U.S. National Solar Observatory and the University of Colorado's Laboratory for Atmospheric and Space Physics. Later this month, Secure World Foundation will co-sponsor with the National Space Weather Partnership, the 2017 Space Weather Enterprise Forum in Washington, D.C., in order to continue these important conversations. In recent years, cooperating with the Committee on Earth-Observing Satellites, we have had the opportunity to integrate two of the remaining priorities, international cooperation towards low-emission and resilient societies, and capacity building for the 21st century. Working with local partners like CRECTEALC in Mexico, RCMCRD in Kenya, SANSA in South Africa, and ISIMAD in Nepal, we have co-organized capacity building workshops designed to make publicly available Earth observation data more useful to local operators seeking to use it to protect communities from flooding and other wildwater risks. All of these activities represent more than just hard work and commitment. They also testify to the relationship we feel with this committee and the effort of the UN system to advance the use of space for peaceful purposes and in support of the Sustainable Development Goals. That relationship will be more fully visible across a broad spectrum of our work in the coming year, but nowhere will it be more evident than in our support for the high-level forum and for Unispace Plus 50. I believe that we share with the members of this committee a strong belief that the agenda to be set by Unispace Plus 50 will undoubtedly cover the most dynamic 12 years of a space age that has already set new standards for dynamism. For the high-level forum and subsequent Unispace Plus 50 to be a success, maximum participation and engagement from all COPUOS member states and from a broad cross-section of civil society will be crucial. Much has been achieved in the 60 years since Sputnik first showed us that attaining Earth orbit was within the capacity of human engineering. Much has changed in the 48 years since we first held our breath as two brave men completed the first human landing on the moon. In fact, given the dizzying pace of change that has now gripped the space sector and the cascade of discovery emerging from our space probes and engineering laboratories, we can say with certainty that much has changed just since the beginning of 2017. Unispace Plus 50 seeks to set the tone of discussion and the program of work that will guide the development of space policy to the year 2030. In that same year, the world will be called to account for our progress on the Sustainable Development Goals. In the best of all worlds, the work that we will have done advancing peaceful uses of outer space will have contributed greatly to advancing sustainable development. To accomplish this, we will need vision and foresight to be sure, but we will also need flexibility and an openness to ideas worthy of the challenges they seek to meet. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, we believe that this committee has the capacity to succeed in this difficult environment. We continue to pledge our efforts to advance its work and values as represented in the thematic priorities and in the guidance that will emerge from next year's Unispace Plus 50 conference. We look forward to continuing to benefit from the knowledge and insight made possible through the privilege you have accorded us to attend your proceedings as a permanent observer. We remain ready and willing to be a resource in your work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I would like to express my thanks to Mr. Simpson, the distinguished representative of the Secure World Foundation, for his statement. Thank you, sir.